This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've been paying attention to the business and technology news lately, first of all, hi, thanks for being here. Second of all, you've almost certainly seen all the artificial intelligence stories, right? Algorithms that are going to take our jobs or revolutionize healthcare or moderate internet comments or disrupt just about any industry you can think of. Artificial intelligence, AI, is what Janelle Shane experiments with and writes about on her blog. It's called AI Weirdness. Her new book about AI and all of its weirdness is called You Look Like a Thing and I Love You. Janelle, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I need you to tell me how you came up with the title of this book, because I kind of love that story.
Well, this was one of these experiments that seemed like a good idea until I started doing it. What I was doing was training a computer program to generate new pickup lines.
Like you go to a bar and try to pick somebody up, pickup lines?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And, you know, it sounded like a good idea in theory until I started reading some of these pickup lines. They're cheesy or they're just like kind of slimy. They have these terrible puns. But the thing what I discovered when I trained this computer to try to imitate those pickup lines is all of that went completely over its head. It had no clue what any of that was supposed to be. And so the pickup lines it generated ended up being kind of sweet. And my very favorite one ended up being the title of the book.
You look like a thing and I love you. I kind of love
yeah.
that. And that's where you're going here with the basic premise of this book. Why and how AI is making the world a weirder place. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is looking at these algorithms that are all over the place. They're already in our finances. They're already making decisions on, like, who gets a job, who gets a loan. It's giving them kind of real-world things that we're familiar with and they might not necessarily be, and kind of seeing where they succeed and where they fall flat on their faces because of this general lack of understanding they have.
Okay, so through the miracle of modern technology, we've set up a little demo here. We are not in the same studio, but I have shared my computer screen, and you're going to give me a little demo. What am I supposed to do now?
So there's two versions of this same algorithm, and the first version we're going to look at is one that does a pretty impressive job of generating human faces. And there's a nice demo of this at the URL thispersondoesnotexist.com.
All right, hang on a minute. I'm a slow typer. This person does not exist. Yeah, hang on. .com. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right. And there's a picture. Oh, it's a little. All right. So it's a picture of a guy. And it's a little skewed. It's a little messed up. But OK.
Yeah. So it's a reasonable person. And if you refresh it, you'll get another person.
All right. Wait, hang on. Sorry. So this is funny. I'm looking closer now.
Yeah.
The mouth is a little messed up. I think the eyes are totally different.
Yeah.
And there's like there's like an ear out there somewhere.
Yeah. The ear is kind of floating. And then the background is kind of, you can't really tell what any of the objects are.
But basically, at a quick glance, this is a human face, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too bad.
Yeah. All right. All right. Hang on. Let me refresh this one. We'll see if we get another one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This one's much better. Much better.
Yeah.
Well, except for that bit of hair out on the side. But yeah.
Yeah, the teeth is another giveaway. So if you look at her teeth,
yeah. You
can kind of see her front two teeth are not her biggest two teeth as would be normal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
so weird.
You've
got like a really huge fourth tooth and
yes,
some
do.
Other
Ooh.
Tiny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
But in general, like when these results were released, people were amazed. Like researchers were amazed.
Yeah.
And so this is my example of a algorithm that's been given a pretty narrow problem. So all it has to do are human faces facing forward at the camera, really tight crops, so basically chin to the very top of the head, and you're not getting much other than that. But the next algorithm I want to show you, now this is the same group, same resources, and the URL is thiscatdoesnotexist.com.
Ooh, okay. Cat does – whoops. God, I'm such a bad typer. Okay. Thiscatdoesnotexist.com. All right. Well, so it's a cat head, but then a blobby kind of body. It's a little troubling, frankly.
Yeah. The body is a furry mass with a kind of lumps that are suggestive of maybe these are paws, kind of.
Yeah. All right. I'm doing another one. Hang on.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. That's terrible. Okay.
It has attempted to do a human, I think, in with the cat.
Oh, God. All right. That's because this is really hard. This is harder to look at than weird people.
So it thinks this is part of a cat, right? Because it doesn't know.
That's so funny because there's like, there's a zillion cat pictures on the internet. And you'd think that an AI would be able to come up with something better than this.
Yeah, so it had a lot of training data as examples, and this was a really powerful algorithm.
Right.
But this time, like, there's a lot of variation in the cat pictures on the internet. So we're not just dealing with cat faces tightly cropped, but we have whole bodies to deal with. Yeah. We've got some images that had people in them. We've got cats wearing hats.
So look, as troubling as these cats are, and to some degree as amusing as this experiment has been, let me throw it to the real world. At some point, reasonably soon, I imagine, we're going to have fleets of self-driving cars. I mean, yes, we've got them, but we'll have many, many more. And this is really amusing to sit here and look at cats and humans and all of that stuff. But talk to me about what happens when you have AI trying to, I don't know, drive down the 95 between Baltimore and Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so this is a really good illustration of how much AI struggles when it's problem gets just incrementally harder.
Right.
What is the really tough part and what self-driving car companies are struggling with right now to try to bring the cars finally to market is all of the weird stuff that happens, like the emus get loose or there's a costume
parade. Emus get loose. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Emus are escape artists.
Yeah, no, I get it, right? The point being, it's the unpredictable stuff that's going to get you.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. It's this freak accidents that are going to be really, really hard to eliminate because, you know, we're talking about a narrow intelligence that's trying to deal with a really broad and unpredictable world. Some of these commercial applications we're hoping to have AI do for us really does require something more like an artificial general intelligence, more right. like this science fiction AI. And we're not going to have that anytime soon.
Janelle Shane is an author and a scientist. Her book is called You Look Like a Thing and I Love You. Janelle, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Totally fascinating.
Thanks. I really enjoyed talking with you.
We've got an excerpt from Janelle's book on our website, along with another dose of those AI-generated pickup lines and a video, should you so choose, of those somewhat disturbing cat pictures we were looking at. Marketplace.org is where you go.